la 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 la. שלום חברים, הקבוצות
התורנויות
להיום הם צפון
אמריקה. Hello friends, groups on duty today are North America, New York and LA, and LA group.
גוליה.
USA, LA, בבקשה.
Allay, go ahead.
There was once a great sage whose son recovered from a near-death coma. The young man related that he had seen an upside-down world. The sage replied, "No, my son, what you saw was the world of truth." Our job is harder than that of the sage, for our son, humanity, has for millennia known nothing but a coma in which it has acculturated to an upside-down world. We share that world as its illusions begin to fade to black. For now, and hopefully only, via this relatively light pan-epidemic that must be taken very seriously in corporeal terms. However, in faith above reason, we share the perception of our Rav, who has long outlined for us what we are now beginning to see. Not the darkening of dusk, but the pre-light of dawn. We must be proactive and hasten to awaken that dawn. With the Israel Congress, we actually made a first breakthrough and now are committed to jumpstart that process all the way. Thank God, it's like Mount Sinai held over our heads. There's no turning back. It would be a frightening thought because I can't do it, you can't do it, and even Rav can't do it. But it isn't, because we together as one certainly can and we will. L'chaim.
And friends, there is no turning back, friends. The power of you, the power of our unity is what's really going to get humanity out of what we together collectively made happen. So together, friends, now more than ever, I'm begging everyone, please, your unity, our power, it's needed today more than ever. Friends, please stay together. Let's pray for one another. Let's utilize our power of thoughts. Our thoughts will interconnect and will unite humanity, brother. Let's pray for one another all the time and let's bring humanity in our hearts. This is our work. We have been doing it for a long time. We cannot quit. We must stay together more than ever. I love you, brothers, and let's have an amazing lesson. Let's make things happen the way the Creator wants it to happen. I love you, friends. Thank you.
נקרא מתוך איגרת סמך וב של הרבש. עיקר מה שאדם...
From letter 66 by the Rabash. The main thing that a person should do in the world is to make all his works to be for the Creator. And since man was created with a quality of delighting only himself, to the point that it is impossible for him to do anything unless he sees that some good will come out of it for himself, then how can one work for the Creator? But the Creator has given us commandments between man and men, by which man accustoms himself to work in favor of his neighbor. By that, he comes to a higher degree, to having the ability to work for the Creator as well. Again, the main thing that a person should do in this world is to make all his work to be for the Creator. And since man was created with the quality of delighting only himself, to the point that it is impossible for him to do anything unless he sees that some good will come out of it for himself, then how can one work for the Creator? But the Creator has given us commandments between men and men by which he accustoms himself to work in favor of his neighbor. By that he comes to a higher degree, to having the ability to work for the Creator as well.
New York, שאלה צדנה, בבקשה.
And the question.
New York workshop question.
The question for an active workshop: how would a person accustom himself to work in favor of his neighbor, and where would this lead him to? One more time: how would a person accustom himself to work in favor of his neighbor, and where would this lead him to? Active workshop.
One has to put himself in an environment that follows this, and it will already influence him so he can work towards the others this way.
That's exactly the reason we have a tent and an environment that promotes such a move, since none of us wants to do that, such a thing. But when we work together, we act as habit becomes second nature. It creates the arvut between us that advances us towards that.
Yeah, it's all a matter of efforts. Of course, we have nothing more than self-love, but at this point, there's an effort and there's a request for the Creator's help. And you have what the friends show you, what Kabbalists write to you, and what you think deep down and see. And that gap exactly is where you need the Creator's help. And envy, lust, and honor work here. And probably it's more than an effort than a habit.
The difference is that first you need something mechanical. It might start in coercion first, or some repetitive activity until it begins to build in a person, not the ability to bestow as much as the necessity and the need and desire for it. And as the friend said, the plea to the Creator. The plea to the Creator comes only, not from me, only from trying, exerting, and doing as much as possible. After investing everything, you come to the need.
I think these are things you cannot do without group effort, without really going out to a dimension of priorities that is not ours. But everything that leads me, everything that guides me, that I'm focused on, is a collective body. It's a group of people.
New York, next question.
Question for a silent workshop. How can we use this virus as the greatest opportunity to accelerate the final correction? Again, for a silent workshop, how can we use this virus as the greatest opportunity to accelerate the final correction?
Shem Chazak Ve'yamets Libecha Ve'yamets Libecha Ve'kar El Hashem Kav El Hashem Chazak Ve'yamets Libecha חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקו אל השם, קו אל השם חזק.